Today, some green shoots midst the gloom. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analysis. Well, this post covering finance and property news. Well, the narrative has turned quite negative recently, despite the first rate cut in years, thanks to cash flow pressures on households, the overhang of poor housing affordability, high migration, and the tariff wars coming from the US. And yet, if you look closely, there might just be some signs of green shoots. But then we need to ask, is this signal or is it noise? For example, the latest Westpac Melbourne Institute Sentiment Bulletin released today reported a solid 4% rise in March, lifting to 95.9 from 92.2 in February, which we note, though, is still in negative territory, as the survey details show the score is still 4% off the neutral level of 100, where there are the same number of optimists and pessimists. They said, though, that the recovery in consumer sentiment, which began in the second half of last year but lost its way a little over the Christmas-New Year period, regained momentum in March. The RBA's decision to cut interest rates in February and a further easing in cost-of-living pressures have proved a clear lift, they said. Though, they went on to say, despite the improvement, there are still some signs of unease, particularly around developments abroad. While consumers detected a marked improvement in the domestic news flow, the news from abroad has become more troubling. The RBA's February decision has bolstered confidence that interest rates will continue to move lower. The Melbourne Institute Mortgage Rate Expectation Index, which tracks consumer expectations of variable mortgage rates over the next 12 months, declined 2.2% to 88.2 in March, reaching a new cycle low. And the detail shows that 36% of consumers expect mortgage rates to decline over the next year, 22% expect no change, and 26% expect rates to move higher. Consumers, though, are becoming more positive on the labour market. They said the Melbourne Institute Unemployment Expectation Index dropped 6.3% to 117.9 in March. Remember that a lower index read means more consumers expect unemployment to fall over the year ahead. The index is still at its lowest level since the start of 2023 and comfortably below the long-run average of 129. The unemployment rate has held steady around 4% since the middle of 2024. Consumer views on housing also improved in March. They said the RBA's February rate cut drove a solid lift in the home buyer sentiment. The time to buy a dwelling index rose 4.3% to 91.6. While that still means pessimists outnumber optimists, this is the lowest incidence of pessimism since September 2021. The interest rate cuts generated particularly positive responses in Victoria, they said, where buyer sentiment surged 15.3% to outright optimism at 106. And Western Australia, where buyer sentiment bounced strongly off last month's extreme lows, plus 24% up this time to 89.4. While outright optimism remains scarce, there are now half a dozen subgroups that are positive on time to buy, including 18 to 24-year-olds and consumers that own their home without a mortgage. Consumers are more firmly positive on the house price outlook, they said. The Westpac Melbourne Institute Index of House Price Expectations rose 2.9% to 146.5 in March. The index has now bounced nearly 10% from its January low. That said, consumers are not as bullish as they were last year. Just over 59% expect prices to rise in the year ahead compared to 53% 2 months ago, but a peak of over 70% back in June. CoreLogic price data, released at the start of the survey week, reported a lift in prices over the month of February, with notable turnarounds in Sydney and Melbourne, which had been seeing small price declines. And responses to a separate question on the wisest place for savings suggest consumers are also becoming slightly more interested in real estate as a specific investment option and slightly less risk-averse overall, but consumers are still heavily favour safe options, with just over half of 52% nominating either bank deposits or pay down debt as the wisest place for savings, down only slightly from the 54% in December, and some 10.5% of consumers nominated real estate, the second highest reading since March 2020, albeit still a shadow of the long-run average of 23%. But that said, the latest ANZ Roy Morgan consumer confidence data show that the Australian consumer confidence fell 2.9 points over the past fortnight, but is still 1.8 points higher than before the RBA cut the cash rate. Last week's 0.8 point decline may be partly attributed to the ex-tropical cyclone Alfred and its impacts on the communities of southern Queensland and northern New South Wales, they said. Queensland confidence fell more than other mainland states. Uncertainty about the global economic environment may also have played a role, with household confidence in the five-year economic outlook falling 3.5 points. Confidence in the 12-month outlook for the economy also declined 3.3 points, and inflation expectations increased last week and are up 0.5 points over the past fortnight. However, it's worth noting that expectations have moved off roughly a three-and-a-half-year low of 4.2. Now, elsewhere, after last month's SQM research report showed that the national vacancy rate fell to just 1% in January 2025, down 0.1% year-on-year, SQM Research's latest rental vacancy report shows that the national vacancy rate rose to 1.3% in February to be 0.3% higher annually, and capital city asking rents also rose by 0.4% over the month. SQM Research Managing Director Louis Christopher was surprised by the results and expects the vacancy rates to tighten in March, and he also believes the country remains in a rental crisis. National rental vacancy rates rose somewhat in February, which was somewhat surprising to us, given there was no increase in total rental listings. That suggests advertised rental properties were taking about 3 to 4 days longer to rent and occupy on average than in January. But I don't regard that as a material increase. I would not be surprised to see vacancy rates fall again in March, which typically records the stronger rental demand. Advertised rents continue to rise over the month for the capital cities, but not at the extreme pace that was recorded over 2021 to 2023. This suggests that there has been an easing in rental growth expectations by landlords, but nevertheless, advertised rents are still rising faster than the overall inflation rate. And overall, the data we've released today still suggests the country remains in a rental crisis, driven by a combination of excess population growth and multi-year lows in dwelling completions. Oh, and Jason Fabo at Antipodean Macro plots rental vacancy rates across the capital cities, and the latest using the SQM data shows a slight pickup, though still off highs from a few years back. And according to CoreLogic, the rolling 12-month change in national rental values has continued to slow, with rents up 4.1% over the year to February, down from an 8.3% increase seen over the year to March 2024, despite a seasonal uptick in the quarterly measure, 1.1% up. The annual trend will still likely continue to lose momentum as increasing average household size and slowing net overseas migration puts further downward pressure on rental demand, they said. And therefore, the rental crisis has eased somewhat, but is far from over. But as I reported in my live show yesterday, the damage has already been done, as illustrated by high levels of cash flow pressures on many households. Oh, and CoreLogic also said that the national gross rental yields remain steady for the 27th consecutive month at 3.7%, compared to this time last year, yields across Brisbane 3.7%, Adelaide 3.7%, and Perth 4.3% were up, while yields in Sydney at 3.1%, Melbourne 3.7%, Hobart at 4.4%, and Darwin at 6.7%, and Canberra at 4.1% were all down. But of course, the real picture, which is the net yield, is one to look at. And again, I covered this in some detail yesterday, so it's worth looking at that show and at the postcode level detail. So the bottom line here is, sure, there is plenty of noise in the data, can we really say it's signal? Can we really call the green shoots coming? Well, let's wait and see. I'm a bit more sceptical than some of the bank analysts, but then maybe they've got other ships to row. The bottom line is we are still in a dark place, and those green shoots, if they do exist, will be quite small and probably get stamped out over the next few months as tariffs continue to rage. And, of course, an election coming soon. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. My thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.